To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan.
24 officers now injured as a result of the trouble in Ardoyne last night. Let's hear from some of our callers this morning. Lots of people very keen to have their say on what they witnessed on their television screen. Maureen, you're first up. Go ahead.
Yes, hiya, good morning. I'm Maureen from Laganeel. I'll tell you about this, the point that I've just liked to make. Laganeel as a whole is a predominantly nationalist area. The band don't represent us. So they don't, every time I put the TV on last night and I even heard Laganeel being mentioned, it galdered me. So it did. The band don't represent us at all.
But do they not represent some people in the community?
No, if you know Laganeel as a whole is, would add sets more nationalist people up here. If you know the Crumlin Road, the bottom of the road is Ballyfillan. The band actually represent Ballyfillan, not Laganeel. If nobody has yet to even ask anybody from Laganeel what would be our opinion on the band, you've got Gary Kelly on the radio saying that they've had meetings, and you've the other person on the radio saying that they've had meetings. Not one person's asked anybody from Laganeel, the band that is meant to represent us, they carry our name. You know, what we think about it. It's like if I go into the town and somebody asks me, where are you from? You say, you're from Laganeel. I'm proud of where I'm from. But at this here time of the year, you sort of hesitate to where you say that you're from. And I'm proud to be from Laganeel. But it's at times like these here that I'm not. And that bond's down are meant to be representing us. Definitely don't represent me.
But there will be some people, I'm sure, in the community there who they do represent.
But they definitely don't represent me. And I've been born in Northern Laganeel.
Okay.
So I have, and again, I'll go back to the statistics of Laganeel. It's predominantly nationalist up here.
Okay.
So if you were to ask the people of Laganeel, the majority of people would say that the band don't represent us, so majority would rule.
Okay.
You know.
Maureen, thank you very much indeed for that. James, you're next.
I would just like to ask a couple of questions. First of all, with the cost of this police exercise, surely the Orange Order should be made pay towards some of the policing costs to try and do that. The second thing I would say is, if we could get a solution, we keep going round in circles for years and years, and I'm neither orange nor green in this argument, so I would say that from the beginning, but surely we've got to say that if there's 2,000 officers and we pay them £100 to police this parade, that's £200,000. Now, if we put some of that money back into the communities, we could get a far better return for the money and try and resolve this in a more organised fashion. For me, this just keeps going round and round in circles, just like the budget, just like everything else. These parades have been politicised over the years. 30 years ago, the Orange Parade was attended by both Catholics and Protestants. They had a great day out. What's gone wrong? It didn't become politicised by people trying to claim that it's their ground, it's their street, it's my street, it's whoever's street. It's nobody's street. It's the people of Northern Ireland's street. Let's get back to some sensible way forward.
James, thank you very much for that. Liam, go ahead.
Has unionism no conscience? The British manufacturer Orange Dictatorship has had over 50 years of their own way enforced by the RUC. In 69, I heard Nelson McCullison talking about attacks on the policemen. In 69, the civil rights marchers were marching for peaceful political transition, and unionism said no. Unionism actually removed the force of argument and left people with the argument of force. So let's get this in its proper perspective. And as far as parading is concerned and bonfires, there was a children's playground, £130,000 worth of damage. You know, can we afford this?
Okay. Alex.
You look at the price, $24 million in Twaddle Avenue, $25 million spent talking about parading and that there, and that doctor there trying to get an air ambulance, that would go a long way, which would benefit both communities.
Liam, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Alex?
Hello. No, I was just going to say, I was in Sinfield yesterday. I haven't been in a 12th parade in years, and I had a lovely day. And, for an organisation that's cultural and religious, it was what you'd expect. Music, a bit of spectacle, went to the field, burger bars, so forth. But then later on that day, and again, I walked through Sinfield and very little rubbish, the odd crisp paper, the odd wrapper, that sort of thing. I was later on that day, I was in Dyaki, where the Lisburn were walking, again, very little rubbish. I went down there, and I was on the Lisburn Road, I have an aunt down there, and there was a residential home, and I was on the Lisburn Road just after the parade had passed, and the amount of alcohol bottles, the amount of tins of beer lying about, you couldn't drive up the edge of the road, you had to drive in the middle. There's that much rubbish about, and drunk people about, and you know, really, if you had been a stranger, and you'd been in Sainfield that day, and then you were driving down the Lisburn Road, you'd have thought it was two separate organisations. They had nothing in common. And I was just... I mean, if I had had relatives with me, or say Canadian relatives or somebody, or you'd have been proud to take them to Sainfield. You'd have been happy to show them what happened in Sainfield. You know, no big deal. And on the Lisburn Road, you'd have been embarrassed.
And what's your take, Alex, on what happened in Ardoyne last night?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I don't think somehow that maybe... either side's been probably... You're both sides up the ante. But what I would say is this here. I think, in terms of the leadership of the Orange Order, they've lost control of Belfast, to a degree. And that Belfast is a different... The situation in Belfast, the membership in Belfast, and the attitudes in Belfast are totally different from the Orange Order. And the Orange Order is basically, for what I can see of it, is basically a country organisation. It's run by most of their members and their leadership. They have that sort of... Same field approach to life. It seems to happen. Same field. The problem is Belfast is just, I think, got beyond the runners and beyond their control. And I don't know what you do with it. I don't know. I don't know how you solve the problem. You know, there's an argument for saying an arterial route, you should be able to walk down it. It's a human right. You should be able to walk down it. You know, they did it in America in the civil rights with black people. So, and you know, they were allowed to go down. They were forced down roads because that was their right to use those roads. But then the same token, you have the band outside the church, outside the chapel. And, you know, it was an excuse. And then you hear spokesmen on from the Nelson Gosson saying, oh, they were playing a hymn. It's not a hymn. It's not that you couldn't have sung it. I mean, I didn't recognise the hymn. And I've heard that hymn, and I've sang it many a time, and I wouldn't have recognised it. So for him, so when you have spokesmen on the unionist side coming on, making excuses, it doesn't help the situation.
Okay, Alex, thank you very much indeed for that. 08459 555 678 if you want to join the debate. John, you're up next. What did you make of what happened yesterday?
What I made of what happened up there, Ardoyne, I just think it's an absolute disgrace that nationalists are allowed to have a form of apartheid in that part of North Belfast. Wasn't that long ago, and quite rightly so, that the world was disgusted with Holy Cross, when young Catholic girls couldn't go to from school with their parents. The exact same thing is now happening on the front of the road, but because it's happened to the unionist community, who are the minority in that part of Belfast, everything seems to be okay, it's allowed to happen, and it's an absolute disgrace.
And how do you see us getting round this problem?
Well, Sinn Féin set all these residence groups up years ago with this in mind.
Yeah.
And this is Sinn Féin's vision of an Ireland of equals. It's an Ireland of unequals in that part of North Belfast. And regarding the bonfires, I'm fed up hearing about the bonfires. In County Durham, 3 days ago, the miners held a rally. The new Labour leadership attended. And in that rally, there was a coffin with Margaret Thatcher in it. And there wasn't a thing said about it. And because you have election posters on a bonfire, it's the worst sin ever in the world. I want to get some perspective.
Okay, John, thank you very much indeed for that.